Welcome
to
another
edition
of
the
D
and
D
Morning
Show! I think we can work on that.
I didn't know you were doing it.
I got a little small words.
Hey, you're just like that big, so. Alright, welcome to the show. Always excited to be here. Thanks for coming in to see what we have going on.
Thanks for joining us. We got another show lined up for you. Oh, I forgot to say D&D Morning Show on location.
Do you like our background?
Oh boy.
It's so bright here, which is beautiful. And there's windows everywhere. And you can probably hear the birds out, but it just makes things a bit complicated.
Lighting wise.
Yeah.
We have a light guy. He doesn't like it so much. Took him like 10 minutes to set up and I'm like, ooh.
It's actually really nice chairs that way, but you can't point a camera at a window. It just doesn't work. Because then you're dark here and it's not that you're interested. But anyways, things that I think about. Dorothy, not so much. She's like, are you ready yet?
Oh gosh, let's go.
All right, so today we're going to talk about, what do we have?
I have another fun fact about you.
Okay, fun fact. And our topic is fat, eating fat, going to make you fat?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a recipe?
Yes, a really simple recipe.
My recipe.
That's why it's simple. It's because it's Drew's.
What are you trying to say? And then Dorothy's getting off with the quote. So I have this camera all set up, ready to go, and then Dorothy leaves. And I'm like, where are you going? She's like, I have to get my quote.
I gotta get my quote! It's the quote I was supposed to say last week, but I couldn't think of it. So I got it this week. And it's not a complicated quote at all. I just couldn't think about it.
Three words.
No, a little bit more than that.
All right, so, fun fact, let's go. What do you got?
Oh my gosh, this is about Drew. So, Drew has this new, what do you call it, thing?
It's not a thing.
Thing.
It happened like twice.
It did happen twice. So, he puts dirty dishes in the fridge. So, I go open the fridge and I'm like, Drew, what the heck is this dirty dish doing in here? This sink is right there. Wash it.
All right. So, in my defense, there's fruit flies here, that they like grow quickly here in warmer climate, more quickly. So we have to put like fruit in the fridge, for example. And the trying to defend myself.
It's not working out, is it?
At least last night, where was we had salsa. Right?
And fruit flies love salsa, I agree. But rinse it out.
So it was late. It was later. We're sitting there watching a Netflix movie. And we were like, oh, let's just have a little snack. So we had some salsa and some little rice crackers that Dorothy loves. And we were just enjoying this movie. It was like, we're like half awake going to sleep. So I didn't want to leave the food dish in the room.
I like how he's painting this picture for you. To make it seem like it's okay.
So and I didn't want to get up and like wash the dishes or put on the counter because of the fruit flies. So I was like, how about I just bop it in the fridge? No fruit flies.
It's like avoidance of washing it.
Sounds like a great idea to me.
Because then I get up and I'm like, what the heck?
Why didn't
you? Dirty dishes in the fridge. What are you doing?
Why didn't you get up and wash it?
Is that sleeping? Oh boy. That's Drew's new thing, putting dirty dishes in the fridge.
Only twice.
Twice! After once, it's a thing, right? Once, okay, you might get away with it. Twice, then it's a thing.
Hey! Moving on. I feel like our fun facts are like telling on each other. Like you know what Dorothy did.
It's like dazzling.
Okay. What's our topic?
We're talking about fats today. And it's funny because it's such a scary word for so many when you say the word.
Fats.
It's like a negative word.
You know what's funny to me is that we talked about macronutrients in the past and I'm on like this macronutrient word kick.
Yes, he is.
So I say macronutrients all the time.
A lot.
It doesn't really mean anything. But to me, it's kind of funny. So macronutrients, again, in the past show, we have our categories of fat, protein, carbs.
Fiber.
And no one counts fiber as anything. But that should be, or antioxidants, vegetables really should be the main macronutrient. But it's funny to me how everyone fears like one of them.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, I'm not getting enough protein in my diet. Or
I can't eat carbs.
Yeah. Or that's too much fat. And it's funny how it's rarely one, mm-hmm. or it's rarely all of them, but everyone picks one.
To be afraid of.
Yeah. And in this case, we can talk about healthy fats. So, is eating fats going to make you fat?
Not the right kind of fats.
Right. Well, the answer is no.
No.
If you choose the right kind
the
of
right
fats.
The right kinds of fats.
A little stipulation or yeah. loophole, I suppose.
Yes.
If you're going to eat like highly processed food, deep fried, I would call those saturated fats that come from like hydrogenated oils, for example. Mm-hmm. Those fats will probably put body weight on you.
Yeah.
You'll probably accumulate body fat by eating those types of fats. Mm-hmm.
But healthy fats, like avocados, nuts and seeds, for example, nut butters, like it's good for you. Your body needs those nutrients, especially when you're living a mainly plant-based diet, right?
Right, especially. And those healthy fats eat the bad fats.
Yes.
So good fats eat bad fats, which is why you need fats.
And so eat your fats.
And the other thing is that fats fuel your body.
Ooh, that's a good point, yes.
So you know when people are like terrified of calories, like I'm eating too many calories in a day. Well, unfortunately, for those types of people, the like nuts and seeds, for example, and like other fats like avocado, they're high in calories.
Mm.
So unfortunately, that we avoid them.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, we can't have those fats. They have too many calories. And those fats give us energy,
mm-hmm.
and they fuel our body, and they eat the bad fats.
Yeah, and the thing with the healthy fats too is you don't want to sit down and eat like a whole bag of trail mix, right? Because of that reason that you were saying, they are high in calories. It's good calories, yes, but it's not a problem to like measure them out, for example, myself, because I love nuts and seeds. So I just measure it out, like a quarter of a cup or whatever I'm having for that serving, so that I don't overeat on them. Or the avocado, for example, we usually share a half, so sharing helps too.
Right.
But don't fear them, just be aware of your portion size.
And the thing about fats is that, at least to me, it's harder, it seems like it's harder to overindulge in these fats.
Oh yeah.
Because they're nutrient dense, they fill you up.
Fast.
So you have like
yeah.
peanut butter, for example. Like peanut butter is a great way to curb a hunger attack. Thank you. Like a hunger craving. Or it's a great way to fuel, so banana and peanut butter, mm-hmm. banana apple, for example. Banana and crackers, or crackers and peanut butter.
That doesn't happen very often, but...
but that's a great way to fuel your body, to give you energy to, is it curb or curve?
Curb. I think it's curb.
It's curb.
I'm going with curb.
Curb your metabolism, or not, curb your...
Appetite.
Thank you.
So stop it.
So if you're hungry, but it's because those are nutrient dense, because they have lots of calories, and because they're going to give you energy. So I don't think you need, like, you don't sit there like a bag of chips, for example,
yeah.
empty calories. It's more about taste than nutrients. Mm. So you can eat a whole bag of it. You're not going to eat a whole bag of trail mix, right? So that's just something that stands out.
You know,
out.
One thing I found, though, with the fats, the healthy fats, is to eat them slowly. Because from past shows, you know that I kind of eat very quickly. And I find that eating it slower helps your body almost process it, or maybe like stay in tune with the calories you're consuming. For example, if I just smack back a half avocado or a quarter of avocado, it doesn't have the same effects as if I eat it slowly.
Right.
Did you know what I'm getting at there?
Yeah. Well, I think your body and mind, they need to catch up.
Yeah.
So if you eat real quick, then you're like, oh, what happened? I got
yeah.
stuffed. But if you're eating your food slowly, or mindful eating, we did a past show mm-hmm. about, then you like, quarter of the way through, like, oh, I'm getting a
yeah.
little full, like halfway, you're like,
mm-hmm.
oh, I'm full, like, I've had enough, and
yeah.
push it away.
But if I just, like, eat down a quarter of an avocado, I'm like, I'm still hungry. But if I go slowly, it's like my mind, like you said, my mind catches up with my belly and says, oh, it is filling.
Right. Yeah, that's a good one. So just don't be afraid of, we talk about food as well balanced. So you need your fats,
yeah.
your calories, your carbs, your proteins. You need all of them combined. So don't
mm-hmm.
be afraid of them. Just pay attention to which ones you're consuming and how you're putting them in your body.
Yeah. Yeah, it immediately makes me think of a monster salad. Oh, like, you know when you say you need a well balance of all of the macronutrients? Because monster salad has all of that.
It's like a perfect combination.
It is. That's why I love monster salad.
Monster salad, stir fries,
bowl bowls. Stir fries. Woohoo! Stir fries.
Yeah, Dorothy just put up a brand new post, at least at the time of this recording.
Yeah.
A new post on a quinoa veggie Buddha bowl. That's at trueformlife.com, just in our recipe section. But that's, it's a great one.
It's our new fave. I can't talk today. Cut!
Oh, we get our fun
fact.
Wait, stay tuned for a fun fact of Dorothy bucking like a chicken.
Bucking like a chicken. Talking like a chicken.
Buck.
Bop.
Bucking.
So, Drew and I were crossing.
Don't spoil it.
No, I wanted to tell him.
That's another fun fact.
Oh, I want to tell him.
No.
Oh, man. That's a good one. Stay tuned for the bucking like a chicken fun fact.
Okay. So, do we have a recipe?
Well, Drew actually has the recipe. So, Drew's been making this fantastic ginger water and... Take it away, Drew. Why don't you explain your own recipe?
Well, I thought you were going to. I was like, well, she's stealing my recipe.
I was getting in there. Gotta be careful.
So we're away right now and we're traveling and we don't have like a big water filter. And even when we're stationed at home, I feel like we don't have a home when I say home. Because many times we call this home.
Yes.
But when we're here in Los Angeles, let's say, for example, we don't have a big water filter, Brita one that we thought about purchasing. And we're like, well, let's try to get by on our water bottle because then it's less plastic, it's less waste when we leave, and less cost as well. So we've been drinking that lemon water all week, or I suppose, woo.
Oh, no, that was my favorite part about the lemon, the leaf.
Yeah, the leaf still on. You ruined it.
Oh, it was so beautiful with the leaf on it. How well does that depict more?
So we've been boiling the ginger water, putting the lemon in it, and then so... There's another recipe where you can put apple cider vinegar in it, or you can even put a little bit of honey in to sweeten it, but just that, just the two, ginger and lemon, have been fantastic. Been drinking that all week, and that's just a nice way to alkalize your body, to help improve digestion.
Keep the muscles and joints working. Reminds me of Tin Man. keeps the joints lubed up.
So you have a quote for us?
I do.
What you got?
So I was trying to tell you guys this quote in the last show, but it wasn't coming to my brain.
Oh boy.
So I have it here. Drew, would you like to read it?
It's right here?
Yeah.
You want me to read it?
Go ahead.
Because when you stop and look around, this life is pretty amazing.
That's what I was trying to explain last show, remember? But the words wasn't coming to my head.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
Because when you stop and look around, this life is
pretty amazing.
Sure is.
Stop to smell the roses.
All right, we'll leave you with that. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. And we'll catch you on the next one.
Yeah. See you inside the group.